Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'ma kill him with the first verse.
The
and I'ma bury him with the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play. No rehab, try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse, they want me to fall now, and stop rap, you still hating on me, homie, we off that, I got that you know new flow, okay, let's go, credentials so overweight that they call me sumo, Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this, my words soak through your veins, call that shit osmosis, number one greatest, all time hated, still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite, almost famous, me, I'm never nameless, unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this, number one record, number one draftee, a one man show, one man army, your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see, man, float like a butterfly, sing like me, thinking that you're better than me,
the champ is here,
nah, boys, play to see,
the champ is here,
haters talk when I step in the room,
the champ is here,
jaws drop when they see what I do,
the champ is here,
thinking that you're better than me,
the champ is here,
nah, boys, play to see,
the champ is here,
haters talk when I step in the room,
the champ is here,
jaws drop when they see what I do. Fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problems, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in this backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
All right. Great morning. I want to say great morning to all of our Grind listeners. Welcome to the Grind on this incredible Thursday morning. As I can tell you, another great day to be great. I want to welcome all of our listeners that are dialing in to the Grind this morning. And if you are on Facebook Live and you want to be a part of our call-in audience where you can share your conversation, that number, I want to definitely go out and give it to everybody, is 646-668-2564. But to each and every one of you that are jumping on Facebook, definitely take the time to share this out. It is another incredible day, another day in which we've all awakened, right? And we are definitely ready, right.
Awoken, right?
In order to go out and be great today. So I'm just taking a moment to share this out. That's what I'm doing on this Thursday morning.
Another great day.
That's right, another great day.
To be phenomenal.
To be phenomenal, yes.
Think about that. In the realm of life itself, think about today you woke up and today you have another opportunity, not just to be good, not just to be average, but you have another opportunity to be not even great. You have another opportunity to be phenomenal.
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 I know that's right.
So if you think about that thing, man, it should inspire you this morning, man, live right here on the Grind, man. I'm here with me and that mompreneur herself, Miss Pam McCray, Pam Mickens McCray on Facebook. Myself, the millionaire, mastermind guys, right here with you guys on the Grind, live and in living color, man, coming to you guys from Las Vegas, Nevada, believe it or not, is actually very, very hot here, as always.
It always is.
As if that's something new, right? Max temps here, man, we've seen it get up to as much as 114 degrees,
right?
Believe it or not.
Right.
Nonetheless, man, hope you guys are having a blast today. What is it, Thursday? And if it's Thursday, that means that tomorrow must be what?
Must be Friday. That's usually how it happens, I believe.
So, but why do we have to wait until Friday to turn up?
I don't know. Why is that?
Why are we turning up Monday through Sunday and then doing it all over again on Monday? Why? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out myself. But the only answer I could come up with, guys, is that we are actually tied into and we've been actually, I guess, programmed to believe that Friday starts the actual weekend.
Well, that's because of the JLB mentality, you know. Typically, you work Monday through Friday, typically.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I would have to say.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm working on some technicalities here, and then I can
focus. Working on some technicalities.
Okay.
And the show is going on.
All right.
And
but, you know, hey, teamwork made you teamwork.
I think we're good, right?
Yeah, we good. But I want to make sure here. So I was just trying to make
phenomenal.
Sure. Right, I was
it's
just trying to make sure we were good and got it out there.
But anyway, hopefully everybody can hear us okay on Facebook Live, guys. Blog Talk Radio is up and running, guys. Pam gave you the number. Go ahead and dial in at 646-668-2564. Raise your little hand by pressing the number 1. And guess what? You'll be live on the grind to be heard nationally. Guys, right here live on the grind. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is aired on Blog Talk Radio every day, 24/7 at your fingertips. Guys, go to the archives. There's almost 200 episodes there. Almost 200 episodes. We're going to celebrate when we get to that part.
Wow.
200 episodes almost, guys, that you can tap into on the grind, guys. Many different topics. And we're trying something a little new this morning. So I'm looking at the camera, but I'm also looking at the screen also. Is your eyesight that good? Because I don't have my contacts.
I can see everything.
All right, cool. So
I can see everything.
That's your
JLP
today.
All these gadgets.
I don't have my contacts in.
I can see
right
all
there.
These gadgets.
Right, right. Sam say I see all the gadgets. But you
oh
know what?
My goodness, this
you
Amazon
know what?
Man.
Something everything see she dogged me, man, about
I love you, baby.
Yeah. She calls me. For those of you who don't know, I'm gonna give Amazon, no matter where we at, Amazon, find us.
All you gotta do is ask my brother.
If y'all don't understand right
Amazon
now,
Amazon at the door every day, y'all.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. What y'all don't understand is that I'm an evolution dude. That's me.
I love it, baby.
Ain't nothing gonna leave Nate behind.
Right.
It may leave Pam behind.
That's true.
But it's not gonna leave me
but
behind.
But as long as you're there, I'm right there with you.
So what happened? Right. So. What's he say? What's his name? The super rich guy. What's his name? Super rich old guy. There ain't many of them, but anyway.
Warren Buffett.
That's like you don't know. Warren Buffett said if you don't have a business online by the year 2020,
you will soon be out of business.
You'll
be out of business.
Right? What does that really mean? That means that you got to get you something that you can do that is tapping into the WWW, and that ain't the World Wide Wrestling Association.
Right.
That is the
World Wide Web.
Right? So get you a business online. And Amazon has done that very, very well.
Absolutely.
And they're evolving. I'm gonna take my shoes so I can come down a little bit. So they're evolving very, very well because, guys, you can actually shop online and have things delivered right to your door. Some of you are saying, I know, right? Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to go. You don't have to go to Best Buy, Target, and Hi-Fi Buys, and none of this stuff anymore. You can have this stuff delivered right to your house.
That's innovation. And you're absolutely right. And they're putting businesses out of business. And Amazon got their game so wrapped on tight to where it'll show up to your house
baby.
On Sunday.
Throw the
right?
key away.
Who delivers on a Sunday?
You can order it today and get
right.
it tomorrow.
So they got
right?
their game on.
So, yeah.
On
so, you want to evolve your business, man. You can't get left behind. You got to do new things. You got to create momentum.
Right.
You got to constantly move forward because guess what? Your competition is constantly moving forward.
Right.
The world is constantly moving forward, which brings us to what we really want to talk about today, right? We want to talk about some evolution, Pam.
That's good.
We also want to talk about when you wake up every single day, man, understanding that you have another opportunity to be phenomenal. And we want to break that word down. We want to let everybody understand what that means. So to elevate your thinking today, so people are saying, I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to do something good. Well, you've already been left behind.
That's right.
Right? You already, because good is the new average.
That's right.
Right? So if good is a new average, then you either want to be great or you want to be phenomenal.
Absolutely.
How did you get to that point?
Well, I think first and foremost, you got to realize the value that you offer the world.
Mm.
Once you realize.
Say that again.
You have to realize the value that you offer the world.
But do you go ahead, I'm gonna let you finish and then I'm gonna come back in there.
So when you understand and you realize that you are enough, that you have enough, and the value that you give, you see, each day that we get up, each day that we breathe, the value that we bring to the earth, the value that we bring to the world, the value that we bring to those of you that get up and you go to a 9-to-5 job, you realize that that job does not give you value, but that instead you give that job,
mm-hmm.
that position, value. So in anything that we do, anything that we put our hands to, anything that we touch, when we realize that it's us, that we are the greatness, that we are phenomenal, and that we are the ones that's giving that value to that very thing, that's when you'll wake up. And you'll realize that we weren't created to be average. We weren't created to be the norm. We weren't created to be the status quo. But instead, we were created to be great and phenomenal because we know exactly who we are.
Absolutely.
But many times, people forget who they are.
Or
they don't realize, or they never know who they are.
But you're absolutely right. You know, and we're talking about right now, we're in the motivational realm right now. We're giving you guys motivation. Right. But that's not really where we need to be today. That's not really where we need to be really ever. This is the realest show ever. Right. You
right.
know, when you dial into the grind, Pam, when you dial that number, when you come into the show,
mm-hmm.
you got to understand that you on the realest show ever. So what does that really mean? That means that we're going to get you started. Right. We're going to take you to the bridge and we're not going to walk away. We're going to cross you over the bridge. Because everything you heard Pam just say is absolutely true, right? You wake up, you got something on the inside of you that's just waiting. It's fighting to get out, but you won't let it out. You're grabbing that thing, you're holding it so tight because you're afraid of what everybody's going to think
that's
about
right.
your phenomenalist. Yeah, I just made up.
Phenomenalism.
Your phenomenalism. Right?
Conflict.
Phenomenalism. Y'all can look that up. If it's not in there, take a pen and write it in there because that's my new word. Phenomenalism. The world isn't ready. You think the world's not ready for your phenomenalism yet, but guess what? They are. And if you just let it out, then you're going to realize that, you know what, there is a spot for me right here. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. You ever had something that you were fearful about, not wanting to do, you were afraid,
oh, absolutely.
And all of a sudden you did it, and you were like, man, that wasn't as
that
bad
wasn't
as
as
I thought
bad.
It was going to be.
Absolutely.
I done had so many moments like that. I'm telling you, yeah, right.
That's like
right.
my whole life.
I've had so many moments mm-hmm. like that to a point to where it freezes me. And I don't believe that, you know, either what I offer is going to have value or it's not going to be received or yada, yada, yada. But you heard Pam say,
yes,
we have the value. We have the value. But in essence, do we? Because I don't want to beat a dead horse because we always talk about, you know how we do on the show, we always talk about what's on the inside. You know, getting on the inside, what's on the inside, out to the outside so the world can be blessed by what God gave you and only you.
Right.
Right. But that's the key. That's the bridge that we have to cross every single morning. And it's not, guys, you don't just wake up every morning and feel phenomenal.
No.
There's just like anything else, you got to create that habit.
Right.
Right. But how do you feel phenomenal? You wake up, say, okay, Nate, you're telling me I got to wake up and I got to say, this is another day for me to be phenomenal. And then I get up. And I put on the same clothes, the same shoes, get in the same car, go to the same job, come home, do the same thing, cook dinner. How can you be phenomenal doing the same thing every single day?
You can't.
You can't.
You can't. You can't be phenomenal doing the same thing every day. You have to break the cycle. You have to shift and say no longer. Because when you do the same thing every day, right, unless it's building success, right,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that's leading you to something.
You know it's time to shift.
Then, right, you find yourself in a rut. That's called a rut. You getting
mm-hmm.
up every day doing the same thing, put on the same clothes, same type of shoes, same, going to the same place, coming home doing the same thing. That's called a rut.
That's called stuck.
That's called mediocre. Really. So you can be phenomenal in that element, but your thinking can begin to elevate you in order to get you out of that position so that now you can become phenomenal, even though you have to go through those things every day, because it's what you got to do in order to live for this very moment. So it's understandable that you may have to get up at the same time, to go to the same place, to come home, to do what you do every night. But what are you going to do above that? Because it's what you do above that that now sets you apart from the norm, that now elevates you, that now brings you to a higher level, that now allows you to become phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Write that word down, everybody.
Phenomenalism.
And then write down phenomenalism. Because
right.
we created it right here now. Phenomenalism. Write that down. And we're going to tell you guys now, we just got you to the right to the bridge. Some of y'all are still kind of afraid. Phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
As soon as we come back, right after this, all right? Hang in there, guys. We're going to show you guys how to tap into your phenomenalism. Than this, baby. What can be higher than you waking up every morning trying to tap into your phenomenalism?
Right.
Some of y'all still having problems with that brand new word. y'all make that up. Phenomenal. I think that phenomenalism
is the act of being phenomenal. Yeah, I'm sure.
Every time you add ism. It's an ism. You can add an ism to anything, you know, and you good. Look that up.
It's probably a word, but they never use it.
Word.
It's a word.
The doctrine that human knowledge is confined to or founded on the realities or appearances presented to the senses.
Read that again. All right. Phenomenalism. The doctrine that human knowledge is confined to are founded on the realities or appearances presented to the senses.
So I'm gonna hang on that reality word.
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me go a little further.
Go ahead.
You know how Wikipedia does.
Go ahead, come on.
Phenomenalism is a view that physical objects cannot justifiably be said to exist in themselves, but only as perpetual phenomena or sensory stimuli situated in time and in space. In particular, some forms of phenomenalism reduce talk about physical objects in the external world to talk about bundles of sense data. So that's a lot.
I'm still confused.
That's a lot. Right.
But if I had to put my definition in there,
right,
I'm going to go back to what I just said. Phenomenalism is the reality.
Right.
The act.
Right.
Of being phenomenal.
Being phenomenal,
right?
Absolutely.
So I believe that And we can pencil this in. I'm going to have to call Webster or whoever that is.
That was Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. I'm going to have to talk to them. And I'm going to say, so we're going to say phenomenal is you waking up, say, yet another day. Thank God for yet another day for me to be phenomenal. Now, let me go out here and practice my phenomenalism.
Absolutely.
So you wake up every morning, and you guys know as well as I do that just because you say it, doesn't make it so.
Right.
Just because you say this does not, unequivocally, does not make it so.
Right.
Right.
But the more you say it,
mm-hmm.
the more you become it.
And the more you
the
believe
more
it.
The more you believe it.
Right.
The more you see it.
Yeah.
The more you think it, because thoughts become things. Now they become your reality.
And I do you one better. I do you one better. The more you speak it, the more you get convicted to actually act on it.
Right.
Because that's what it is. Everybody says, well, I wake up every morning and I say I'm phenomenal. I say every morning, Nate, you're phenomenal. And I get up and I do the same thing I did yesterday.
Just keep on saying it.
And you just say I'm phenomenal. But one morning when you wake up, you're going to say it.
And
God's
you're going to
convict
it.
You so bad in that thing. And it's going to be like writing on the wall, right? Like Michael Jackson, the writing on the wall, it's going to say, but you keep saying you're phenomenal, but you're not doing anything to be phenomenal. You're not exercising your phenomenalism. I sound like a drunk man.
Phenomenalism.
Your phenomenalism. You have to form, get your lips right to say that. Your phenomenalism. You're not exercising that. So how do you exercise your phenomenalism? So every morning when you wake up, take you to the bridge, right? Cross the bridge right now. Every morning when you wake up, you have to understand you got to have your pencil, your pad, right? And you got to be able to write down the things that God gave you, right? Or have your iPad there, computer next to you so you can get up, jump up, type it up, whatever you want to do. Because I don't know about you guys, but I get things in the morning when I first wake up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And I get a few things when I first wake up, but I get a ton of things after I have when I'm having my coffee. That's just me.
Right.
I'm not saying it's you. I'm just saying I get a lot of insight when I'm having my coffee in the morning. When do you get your insight, Sam?
First thing in the morning. You
first
know, those
you
first,
wake
those
up
first,
phenomenal, huh?
Yeah, those first – well, you know what? What you do those first 30 minutes to that first hour of waking up is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my time in which it's my prayer time, my spiritual time, my growth time, my personal development time. And so God really – speaks to me like as soon as I wake up, and that's when I pour back into me as soon as I wake up.
So what we're saying here as power in partnership, right? So what this is how God kind of does us. I wake up and I start hearing things, and then I say, hold on, God, I gotta get my coffee. And he says, while you're going to get your coffee, I'm going to talk to Pam for a little while.
So
he's talking to Pam for a little while.
That's right.
Feeding her. And while I'm drinking my coffee, he says, oh, look, Nate has his coffee. Now he's awake enough for
Absolutely.
Me to talk to him some more.
I love it.
Right? So now we're both getting talked to at the same time because that's the God we serve. He's an omnipresent God.
Yes.
Right? So he's talking to her, talking to me, and we're getting all the direction that we need. And now we're figuring out how every day we're going to go out and be phenomenal
right.
and practice our phenomenalism.
There you go. Walk in that
right?
phenomenalism.
So we don't not only get the marching orders.
Right.
We actually now know how to apply. See, because what happens is people, y'all hear what God is telling you, but you fail to ask not just the questions, but the right questions. When God gives it to you, then you ask him the question, okay, God, now give me how. I got what you just told me. How am I going to do this? Now you just open up your mind. You know what that does, fam? When you say, God, tell me how. You told me that I need to go out and do this, this, and this today. And then you jump up and you run out and you do it, and you do it in your own thinking, but you don't take that next step that says, God, tell me how,
right.
because now you're not leaning to your own understanding. He just told, let's go, look, sit a little, have another cup of coffee, son. Let me talk to you a little more. Tell Pam, you know, just I'm talking to her while she's in there brushing her teeth, so let me rap with you guys. So we're rapping to both of us. He's telling us how every day we're going to be phenomenal when we wake up, and be able to practice our phenomenalism. So how does this apply to you? Every day, whatever it is that you're doing. I don't know what you're doing. You could be starting a brand new daycare. You could be starting a brand new mobile car wash, oil changing business, whatever it is. whatever you're doing, you don't wake up to say, I just want to do an average amount of oil changes today.
Right.
Now, just give me 3 oil changes. That's enough
and
money just for me to pay the light bill.
I just want to sell 1 pack of tea today.
Yeah.
No, I want to sell 20
packs.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, right. Do the math on that. How much money is that? I'm going to sell 20 packs. $400. $400. Right? So I want to make a phenomenal amount
right.
of money, but how am I going to go out and practice that phenomenalism in order to be phenomenal? So that means you got to put a plan in place. You got to go out and say, I'm going to do something different than I did yesterday.
Absolutely.
To have more today than I had yesterday. For those of you that don't understand how this thing works, guys, it's a certain thing called the fear of loss. If you're not afraid of loss, then you're not awake yet.
Right.
As they say, you ain't woke
right.
yet. You should be afraid of loss. Now, I'm not telling you to be attached to things, okay, because things come. And things go.
Absolutely.
What I am telling you is that mentally, you have to evolve.
Absolutely.
You physically, do. You have to evolve. If there's somebody out there selling 20, I want to sell 22.
Right.
No, we got to practice phenomenalism.
Right, phenomenalism.
I'd sell 30 today.
Average. Right.
Yeah, shoot for the moon. You may get the stars, but at least you took your shot.
Right.
You got this thing in golf, right? That's thing in golf. When you're putting, when you put and you put and you don't put it hard enough and you come up short, you didn't even give yourself a shot at it.
Mm.
You were even afraid to put it hard enough and you were afraid to go by the hole. Yeah, that's what she you want
to
put it just enough to get it to drip into
the
hole. Yeah.
So that was still
a loss.
Yeah, I did that the other day.
You didn't give yourself a shot at the hole.
What? You didn't touch. Yeah, I didn't record the hole in one.
Record mine too, for 97.5-foot putt. Nobody recorded. But hey, she did. I'm gonna tell y'all how Pam got that putt. She called it a hole in one. I think that was a hole about 10 or 12.
I was on the green.
No, you was on the green in 8, and you did a 1 putt. So that was 9.
Okay, but still,
it was a par 4. But
green.
You did good. She was quadruple bogey, double bogey, but she did good.
I slowed them down.
She learned.
Finally, I was like, listen, let me just play 9 holes. Y'all do the rest because it was 112 degrees. How do you even think out there? Like,
God, think cool thoughts.
I'm like, don't worry about it.
Do what you love, man, and love what you do.
Right.
But she did. She when she putted that one, you know how she actually made that putt? I told her that I was going to give her a foot massage. And she made it. And I got to confess, I haven't given her that
no,
foot massage yet.
I still
owe her a foot massage, but I know now not to get Pam a
don't
massage.
Don't bet me any type of massage because
yeah.
I like to be rubbed on for real.
Right. Yeah. She was like, she sunk that foot, but she focused. She practiced her phenomenalism. She said, I don't care about passing the hole. I'm going
right.
for the hole.
I went.
And she didn't care how
I
far
jumped.
Past she went. She putted it. See, guys, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Absolutely. I just pulled that yesterday.
Yeah, see, on track. If you're waking up every day and you're not trying to take different shots, if you just, you know, the only spot on the court you can shoot from is from the foul line, guess what? It's going to be 2 people there blocked making sure you ain't shooting there no more.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's done.
That's
it's a wrap. Right? But
right.
if you learn to take different shots all around the court, you become unstoppable.
And you become phenomenal.
Because you're practicing your phenomenalism by moving around the court. So you in life, guys, in business, you got to evolve. If you're not evolving, that means if you're just waking up doing the same thing every day, you're not being phenomenal.
Mm-mm.
You can't. You're just saying it. And you know as well as I do. Just because you say it does not make it so.
No.
Yeah. Words have power. You know, there's power in words. You know, if you say it long enough, it's going to happen. But everybody forgets the action.
The action, right. Faith without words is dead. So, therefore, there's no action. So, you can speak it all day long. That's kind of like that name it, claim it type situation. It's not going to happen. What are you doing in order to claim that thing? You got to go out and claim it. You got to go out and get it. You can't just sit back and say, oh, yes, Lord, I want, I'm believing. No, what action are you going to take in order to make that thing your reality? And that's what people miss it.
Action. People miss it there. Break
action.
That word down.
Right.
Action. On.
Right. I did it for a long time.
You
I wanted
God,
it.
You acting on it.
I work for it.
See, if y'all break words down and understand what they really mean, action. right? ACT, you're acting on it. I is me. I'm on it. I'm acting I on. Action.
I love it.
If you're not acting on something yourself, I'm not talking about me waiting on Pam to do it for me.
Right.
I'm not talking about me just sitting back waiting for somebody else to do it, and then I do it. I'm talking about uncharted territory. I'm talking about getting your machete, and going out and chopping some new paths.
Right.
I'm talking about charting something different than what you've been doing.
Eventually, you chop that thing every day. You get up every day, and you go chop that thing. You hit it a couple times, five times a day. Right? It's not going to fall right away, right? But if you go do that thing every day, chop, 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 eventually, guess what? It's going to fall.
It's going to fall. And you're going to start getting the things that you want. And now you start to see your new path. And I guess people get to a point to where they don't understand how you have to pioneer a thing. If you want it, if you want to create it, whatever it is in your mind, guys, you know, I always say in my circle, and my where I create, 2 + 2 = 5 if I wanted to. That's my circle.
Right.
I'm going to find people that believe and that are standing behind the fact that 2 + 2 = 5. And guess what? We're going to build an empire that way. And I'm not going to be afraid because somebody else on the outside is telling me that 2 + 2 = 4. No, it equals 5 in here. So I gave you that drastic example because I want to bring you guys' mindset into the realm of creating your own. Okay, everybody in the free world knows that 2 + 2 in America equals 4,
right?
But 2 + 2 = 5 in my arena means I can create what I want to create in here, in my epicenter, in my nucleus. So that means if I want to chart a path and I want to chart it right through the woods and start chopping that way because I believe that there's some fertile ground over there that I can plant something in, grow something, create a foundation, and start something brand new and grow it as my own, then that's the way I'm going.
Absolutely.
But people don't get that point because people want to just wait to see what other people do. And that's called a consummate, continuous, perpetual follower.
Mm.
And we hear this thing that says, all great leaders were once great followers.
Right.
Or all great leaders are great followers. And I have a little issue with that because I believe that all great leaders were once great followers.
Right.
And I also believe that in the realm of not being a freaking narcissist, that you got to be open to other people's interpretations of things.
Wow.
You got to be open to other people's thoughts of how something will work. It's called team. It's not just your way or the highway. When you have a nucleus of people, then you have to take everybody's buy-in,
right?
But I understand that now if I'm going to be a great leader, I got a circle of people that we're growing and building with, then we all got to have some input in that thing because if I have a mastermind alliance, fam, that means that I got some people inside of this circle that have a pretty good mind.
That's it.
Right?
That's real.
And I got to listen to some of the stuff they say because we're all going in the same place, and I'm not the only person that's clearing the path. I get tired, and I can put somebody else in.
Right. We're going to keep on clearing the path.
And do this.
Right. That's right. Absolutely. That's the epitome of team. Right.
So how is your business evolving? How are you evolving? Newsflash, your business is not going to evolve until you evolve.
Right.
Right? So you have to get the forward thinking. I'm teaching you guys how to practice phenomenalism because phenomenalism is how you become phenomenal. And you have to get up every day and be innovative. So that means if it takes going on and researching different things in the technical world of Amazon to figure out what works best to move forward, then that's what you have to do. Sometimes, guys, it's baby steps. You get your legs, you're figuring it out. You're not worrying about what's going on around you. There are going to be some people that are taking giant Mother May I steps, but what you don't see is that when they take that giant Mother May I step, what you don't see when they get knocked down and have to come back to where you are, you never see that part.
Right.
Right. So I move in foundation. That's how we work. We move in foundation. Once God tells us to move, then we move. And every now and then, God allows us to take that giant Mother May I step, and then everything opens up.
Absolutely.
Right?
You got to take those risks.
It's an acceptable, accountable risk. So guys, in your business, in your life, how are you evolving? How are you practicing your phenomenalism? Are you listening to the right audios? Are you around, hanging around the right people? You can't be phenomenal around average people. It doesn't work. You can't be phenomenal around great people. You have to, if you want to be phenomenal, you got to be around phenomenal people. And if you can't find
definitely to be phenomenal.
Right. If you can't find any phenomenal people to be around, it's okay to be by yourself. Because what happens is, if you're phenomenal in your thinking, guys, you may not have physically went out and done the thing that you want to do yet, but your thinking is there. Now that thing starts to transpire, what happens? Now you went from believing it, then I see it, right? And then what happens is then you got other people on the outside that now see it when you're practicing your phenomenalism. Now they see it, and now they believe it, and now they start following you, and now you can continue to be phenomenal as they come up to your pace and be phenomenal. I heard a great man once say, Pam, that when you're out walking, I think it's Les Brown. When you're out walking, shout out to Les. When you're out walking, you never slow your pace down. Mm-hmm. You walk at your pace, and you require whoever's walking with you to walk
at your pace.
That's what leaders
get left behind.
Catch up the fear. See, the fear of loss is
right.
That's what leaders do. Leaders don't slow down to the pace of the slowest man. Leaders have to move at the pace that they Mastermind Alliance to move at. And when the leader's moving, guess what? Then everybody behind them has to come up to speed because it requires something of them. And when you pass the leader, when you can move faster than the leader, then you can do the same thing that the leader is doing. We call that, ladies and gentlemen, dupla freaking cation.
Right.
New word. Freaking. Dupla freakingcation.
Freaking,
I like it. I just throw that in there. We call that duplication. And when you find somebody that's
right.
You walking and they're beside you, walking beside you, talking about, I'm right here. You'd be like, well, go ahead on.
Right.
Boom. I can branch off right here.
Absolutely.
Following me. Now some people are following you.
That's good.
And boom, we all you come up, somebody else beside you. Man, it's I'm telling you right now, it's the epitome of success.
It is.
But people don't understand that. You're not giving the people anything to duplicate, right? If you're practicing, and this is where I woke up with it. If you're practicing narcissism, it used to be one of my favorite words, right? Because in every leadership class that I've ever been in, guys, in the military or in corporate America, that word has always been at the forefront. You cannot be a leader and a narcissist at the same time, right? It's not your way or the highway. Leaders create other leaders, plain and simple.
Right.
And when you find somebody that's able to come up and step up and lead, you help them move forward.
Right.
Not hold them back.
Right.
So that they can't pass you.
Right.
That's narcissism. Okay, look the word up. You may be able to identify some people in your life that just may be narcissists. And you didn't even know it. Right? So it's time to evolve, guys, to get away. I know some of y'all are like, ooh, I know some narcissists right now.
You're so stupid. Phenomenalism, that is the topic.
I'm dying.
Today,
all
right?
I had was tea this morning.
Right,
y'all.
All you had was tea. You had your Nutriverse. Did you take
I'm
your
a Nutriverse. I had no NRG.
Not your NRG. It's that
I had some coffee. I had some black coffee with a Ganoderma
right?
in it.
Okay, that black is what you on this morning. I got my matrix going on. But phenomenalism, that is what we are talking about today. And I tell you, just knowing how to operate and to move and to become and to evolve is everything. So you got to figure out what do you need to do every day. What's the top five things that you need to do every day in order to be phenomenal so that you can move yourself from that place of mediocrity, not doing the same thing over and over and over again, because we already know that's insanity if you expect something different to happen. So when we realize that, that means that we got to shift. We got power. We are in total control to literally do whatever is necessary in order to become whatever we want to become. But again, it's going to take action. Just like Nate said, you got to act on it. Do that thing in order
act
to go
out on
get it.
It
done.
Act
so
on it.
We at the bridge. We
new T-shirt alert.
The bridge,
new T-shirt alert.
Act
eye on action. That's ours. That's ours. Don't take it. Okay. That's gonna be T-shirt. Y'all get ready for it. God speaks and say, you just got to listen.
Right.
You just got to listen. And once he speaks, you got to apply.
Right.
That's the name of the game.
Right.
Application and action.
Right. Application. And that's the piece that you gotta add. You can bleed, but if you don't act on it, nothing's going to happen. And that's the bottom line.
That's real talk.
That's what it
That's real talk, girl.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing right now? What is it that God has given you, that thing that God has told you to do that you haven't done yet? Because there's a fear of loss. There's a fear that you're going to lose something that you haven't even gained yet. He's not even asking you to put a whole bunch of stuff in it.
Mm.
And most of you equate stuff to money. You don't care about you, give you time. But most of you think that I don't have the money to start anything new. And God is telling you, you don't need a ton of money. I just want you to start with what you have and where you are, because what you have and where you are is enough.
Absolutely.
You got to start somewhere. You can't practice phenomenalism if you just wake up every morning and talk about it.
Wow.
Right? You can talk about it all day long, but it's not going to happen until you act on it. Act I on.
That's good. Okay? You know what? You just had something come across your screen. I don't know if I could get to it, but we were talking about duplication, and that's as good. Success is a quote. Success without duplication is merely future failure in disguise.
That's it.
Wow. Well, I wanted to mention that because it just came across the screen.
That's what God
out
killed.
Of nowhere.
That's what God killed. And that's one of my quotes.
Success without duplication is merely future failure in disguise. That's what it's all
that's
about.
That's what God kept making the computer go off. So
right.
See that quote, you did. You saw it.
Right.
So success is duplication. Is success without duplication is merely failure in disguise.
Future failure in disguise.
So guys, that's why Pam and I, when we just a transparent moment, when you realize that something's not going the way you want it to go, guys, because we never want you guys to think we're perfect. We are. Hopefully, you guys know that we're not. Okay, we're not
right.
Perfect. We have issues every day that we deal with, right? So when we discover that one of the key components that we were missing was duplication, right? We immediately started to act on it. And here's one thing I know about people. You can lead a person to the opportunity, but you can't make them act on it.
Right.
Right? They have to want it enough. They have to deploy the two things that govern any success, which is passion and hunger.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have those two components, then there's not going to be any duplication. But you have to be a master at recognizing who has passion and who has hunger. And it's not about what you say. It's all about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizing action in people is one of the things that I know I am very, very key on.
Yeah.
If I don't see you doing anything, then I don't think you are doing anything. And this doesn't fall along the lines of if you believe it, you'll see it. Oh, I believe in everybody. But until you do it, I'm not betting on you. I believe that you can. You have the potential to do it. But until I see you do it, that belief that I believe you can only carry it so far, right? So it's you have to be the person that finds the people and you believe in them, but then they have to transfer that belief in themselves onto themselves and say, you know what, now I'm ready to act on it. And the people that are ready to duplicate, Pam, are the people that you don't have to tell what to do.
That's true. You're
these
right.
are the people. I'm not saying they never need guidance.
Right.
I'm saying that these are the people that are the self-starters.
Right.
They get up every morning with goals.
Right.
They go out and they accomplish those goals.
Right.
And we always say in our industry that the numbers don't lie.
Right.
Right. So when you go out and you set yourself your goals and your numbers start to come in, and people look in the back office and see what you're doing. And it's funny because, you know, we can have conversations with Mr. Zakari, and he's like the all-seeing wizard. You know, he sees everything. You know, he can tell you who's doing what, when, and how, and where, you know, because the numbers never lie. So you saying it can only take you to the realm of I believe in it, right? I believe in it, or am I just saying it just so other people think that I believe in it? So in order to bridge that gap, now you have to put the action. So action bridges the gap between the belief, then comes the action, God, and then comes the result. And I believe that piece is what's missing.
Oh, absolutely. The action piece. That's the hardest part because that requires change. You know, anything that you act on it, it's going to require something of you. It's going to require some type of change. It's going to require some doing. It's going to require some letting go. It's going to require some sacrifice. It's going to require a lot in it as you act on it. And there's going to be a lot of things that you got to go through as you're acting on it. That action piece is everything. There's going to be the challenges, the hurdles you got to jump over, the curves, the twists, the turns, the uphill climbs, the falling down, the having to get back up. When you decide to act on it for real in order to move and operate in that phenomenalism, realizing that it requires change, it's going to require something of you, then, and you begin to do it, that's when the success, you end up getting the results. But that's where people lose it. That's why so many people quit before the finish line. They say yes to whatever it is. They put their hands to creating something, to doing something, to starting something, to starting a business. You look up, things begin to happen as they decide to act on it, right? When the people do decide to act on it, because I never understand, but a lot of times people say yes to stuff and then quit before they even do anything. But I guess I could understand. Because that used to be me, all right?
It's programming.
Right?
It's programming.
That's programming. That's because the mind hasn't changed.
I can tell you a reason, part of the reason why that happens is because when people say yes to something, no matter what it is, the yes is the most exciting part.
Right.
Part of this, part of that. And now the action piece requires something of you. And it requires a change.
Right.
You'll do something different. So people, a lot of times, will basically stop right there because it requires change.
Mm-hmm.
And the world doesn't see when you start digging, right? They don't see when you start creating the foundation because that's not the sexy work.
Right.
Right. That's not the work that people see and admire. And I believe people get caught up on
the sexy is only the shine.
Yeah, they think the sexy is the start and the finish.
Right.
You know, and you can have the sexy start. But you can't have the sexy finish without the grind.
Right, without getting dirty in between it.
Yeah, and that's what this show is all about, guys. This show is all about bridging the gap. And you, a lot of you have started multiple things in the past. Heck, some of you are in something right now, and you started it, and you've done absolutely nothing to be phenomenal in it. Nothing. Action has not started because you don't want to get your hands dirty. You know that when you go down in that trench, there's no light happening down there.
Right.
When you go down, you know that if there's no camera on you in the gym, you don't work out. You know that if there's no camera on you, you don't sample anybody, anything. You're not going out talking about the products if there's no camera. See, you can shine when the lights are on. It's easy. You know, the dullest diamond can shine when the lights are on, even a little bit, right? But you're not in this business, or whatever you do, I don't care what it is, traditional or non-traditional,
right.
You're not in this business to shine like the dullest diamond,
uh-uh.
Right? You're not in this business. I heard E.T. say one time, you don't have to be the summa cum laudes and the tops of your class and this and that. You don't have to know everything. You just got to be faster than the slowest gazelle, right? I heard him say that before, right? But that's the start. That's the start that he's talking about. You get started by not being the slowest gazelle and getting devoured by the world, right? So now we're talking about you, and your mindset is not to come in and shine just as bright as the dullest diamond, you know? You say, well, I'm going to come in the room, and I can see right now who else is in there not shining bright. I'm going to sit next to them.
Right.
And you just, y'all two dull diamonds sitting there not shining.
Right.
And you cool with that. You chilling.
Right.
You having a good old time because now there's nothing required of you.
Nothing.
You chilling like I'm back. I'm, at least I'm in the room.
You comfortable.
I'm in the room.
You comfortable.
I'm good. I'm good. Everybody see me.
You
I'm here. Guess where I was? I went to 10X. I went to this. I went to see E.T. I went to see Mel Robbins. I went to see Tony Robbins. I did it all. I got the receipts to show. I spent $10,000 going to see all these people. But you still shining as bright as the dullest diamond in the room.
Wow.
Because you have not. You have not started your phenomenalism. Guys, it's easy to shine when the lights are on. When the cameras are on, it's easy to shine.
What you
do when the cameras go off is what creates the foundation of longevity. It's what creates the foundation of character. It's what creates the foundation of morality. It makes you who you are, no matter what. And before long, you look up. It doesn't matter if the lights are on, lights are off. You shining bright.
You, shining,
and you walk
no
in the room,
where you are.
And you the light, all the lights are off, and you walking in the room, and the lights, everything brightens up. Nothing changes. You don't even you walk in the room now, and nothing changes. You're not even commanding the room when you walk in. There's nothing different about you.
Right.
You look like the average person that just walked in the room. And I'm not talking about clothes. I'm not talking about body. I'm talking about attitude.
From within.
I'm talking about, it's something about a person that has that that diamond mentality, and they know it, and they've been putting the right stuff in. When they walk in a room, they shift the whole atmosphere. Mm. Because the lights just came on. Ain't nothing cocky about that. It ain't nothing, you know, I'm trying to be better than everybody else. It's just who you are.
Right.
And when you realize that, you don't worry about what anybody's saying on the outside.
No, you right? don't. No, because you focus.
But that's how you roll.
On your phenomenalism and moving in.
But when you walk in, Pam, people are like, look at them, think they bad. Yeah, we bad. We bad on the inside, and it's showing on the outside.
Right.
But it's not the other way around. See, there's a difference in being cocky and confident.
Right.
Big
confidence
difference.
Is having humility.
Yes.
In all that you do.
Having
that's
a foundation.
Cockiness. Is
foundation gives you the good solid foundation built on those same things I just mentioned. Morality, character, integrity, character, and all of that is the same. You build that foundation on that, and when you build that foundation, guys, you're confident of it, and that's a different kind of shine.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Totally.
That's a different,
different
kind of shine. The cocky shine is when you think you got to have it all together on the outside. I know people that look, that are not that gorgeous, dragged down, gorgeous on the outside, but jacked up on the inside. Right? But you wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that because everything on the outside looks good. So,
wow.
Anyway,
phenomenalism.
Your phenomenalism, are you tapping into your phenomenalism?
Because you got to. And the only way for you to do it is you got to change. You got to shift. You got to move. You got to do. Because doing the same thing every day is keeping you in that status quo. It's keeping you mediocre, right? Mediocrity is not who we are. We were created to walk in our phenomenalism. So we got to get up and we got to do.
So get y'all butts out there and be phenomenal.
Right.
Stop playing. Nobody got time to be playing with y'all every day, talking about y'all phenomenal and y'all not phenomenal. Y'all just acting phenomenal.
Right.
You saw that?
Oh, okay.
Y'all just acting phenomenal so everybody else can think y'all phenomenal. But when the lights go off, when you get home, you cowered in the corner. Like, don't nobody know that my light's off. Don't nobody know that I can't pay my car note. Don't nobody know that I ain't got no food. But when you leave out the house, you're acting like you're phenomenal. You're not phenomenal because you're not doing what you're supposed to do on the inside. It's not going to show on the outside as a foundational characteristic for you. Then you're just average.
You're just average. Average is not
so, guys, true. we're gonna lock this show down, man. We love you guys, man. We know that, you know, there's somebody out there that's just chomping at the bit right now to be super phenomenal, and they're waiting for their opportunity. But I'm telling you right now that your opportunity is right now, right? Your opportunity is right now. And if you know that your opportunity is right now, then why not capture it? Guys, nobody on this broadcast, nobody's going to listen to this broadcast is getting any younger.
No.
Nobody. Nobody's getting any younger unless
but
you guys
I
know
feel
something.
Younger, eh?
Yeah, you're not getting any younger. That you feel aging at some point
but
in time.
But I feel younger.
Yeah, some point
yes.
in time, guys, it's going to catch up, all right? And you're going to sit back and you're going to realize that I didn't do all that I could do.
Right.
I didn't practice my phenomenal. All right?
Right.
So, Pam, let's jump into the relationship.
There we go. What we got?
Today.
What we got for the relationship?
I don't know. What do we have for the relationship?
Well, we're talking about phenomenalism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being great. Go beyond that to be great. So I think when, as far as the relationship and relating that to a relationship and to a partnership, in order to create the greatest success in any type of relationship, you have to strive to operate in your phenomenalism, you know, because if you have two people that are average, then you're going to have everything average. You're going to have that average mindset. You're going to have the average family. But when you wake up and you are now together striving for that phenomenalism and help one another to recognize the areas that they're great in, in order to encourage, in order to push, in order to help your mate, your partner, to become phenomenal.
And I like where you are. I like, let me, can I scratch the scab a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead, scratch.
Because you know me, I'm a scab scratcher. I want to get to the bottom so we can put that Neosporin on it, right? So we can heal that thing from the inside out.
Right.
Right? Because that's how some of you guys' relationships are right now. It's one big scab, and there's some jacked up stuff underneath that you never fixed, right? So what is it? What happens in a relationship when you have two people that think they're equally yoked, but all of a sudden they discover that they're not? And you know you want to be phenomenal, and you want to be phenomenal with this person.
But that person,
is not wanting you to
become phenomenal.
That person's either not wanting you to become phenomenal, or they no longer have the drive to become phenomenal.
That's a whole show.
Yeah, that's a whole show. It is.
Right.
So we may make the next show about relationships or something like that. But at the end of the day, it all boils down to how do you actually get your spouse, your partner, I'm not saying be a narcissist and say your way or the highway, but when you know something's not working, how do you guys get back on the right track to move forward together?
Communication
and community. That's a great answer, because communication is sometimes the hardest thing in the world to do. Feel it to wobble, not where they fell off. It's just
right.
The easy part.
Right.
Where they started to wobble, you got to sit down and talk and say, where did we miss it? Where did we go wrong? And at the same time, you have to be willing to receive.
Right. That's
as well as you.
Absolutely. I was going to say, communication doesn't just involve talking; it also involves listening.
Right. So that's not just communication. That's effective.
Right.
Communication.
Absolutely.
So. Relationship tip for the day, definitely. In order to be the phenomenal person that you're called to be, to practice your phenomenalism, guys, effective communication as the partner, as married partner, as partners in business, effective communication is a must.
It is. Right? No other way.
No other
That's
way.
That's great. Relationship.
Effective. God bless you guys, man. Understand, man, when God looks down and sees you, guys, he wants to say, well done. He wants to tell you guys.
Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear the bell.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray just for all of my days. I'm terrible to least I'm breathing, yeah.
know that word, your phone.
Works whatever you're connected to.
Took the first picture.